Mickey McCann, always good to get that first win of the league campaign under your belt. And against London, sometimes you never really know what you're going to face.
No, you don't, you know, and look, there's some quality hurlers out there, but look, to be fair, I felt we played very, very well in the first half, use of the ball and possession-wise, and the tough breeze, you know, we set up a sweeper and it worked well for us and put us in a great position to be 7 up at half-time. We're really thinking of holding our own maybe against the breeze and going in level if possible, but we played very, very well and we're very happy at half time, you know. And suppose for periods of second half, London, we're getting on a lot of ball and second ball we wouldn't be happy with, you know. But we saw the game out well then, and maybe the scoreline was a wee bit flattering for ourselves, so maybe not that much in it, you know. But good performance by us, and big 2 points is the main thing in this division, because, you know, it's just a survival for us there to try, you know, and try get 2 points and build and go on to next week.
Before the game, conditions were bad. Thankfully, during the game, it wasn't too bad rain-wise. Obviously, a very strong wind, so difficult conditions, and yet some good hurling.
Yeah, some lovely. In the first half, I felt that what's the conditions? We thought about playing a possession game and hurled through the lines, which we did, and hurled well, very smart at our defence, and used the ball well up front. Definitely, it helped them down towards the river end there, but, you know, but still across the field a bit, and difficult for shooting for forwards. And no, I just think London maybe it's 7-8 wides in the first half, so it shows how difficult it was, you know. But a lot of that was to do with the pressure our defence was putting them under. But I was just at the Derry and Sligo game yesterday, and the conditions were a lot worse. So look, maybe for that hour and a half there, we got off late just with a strong breeze, you know.
Donegal got 2 late goals, 3 goals in total. There could have been more. Both goalkeepers actually made a couple of decent saves.
They did, aye. And look, he's done that for us numerous times, you know. And it was a great shot by the forward, but a great save by Luke, and, you know, and kept them at bay. And it's always nice to keep a clean sheet for defence to build on and build confidence to keep the goals out. It's very, very important. It's not easy in a hurling game, but we got away the day with no 3-pointers conceded. So looking forward now to building the Sligo next week and trying to get another 2 points, which isn't going to be easy, you know.
And if we can call them the two elder statesmen in the centre of the park, Danny Cullen and Declan Coulter, good to see Danny back.
Yeah, Danny, very, very good game today, and very smart, you know, and fitness isn't a question with him, you know. We knew that, just how rusty his hurling would have been, but he stepped up and put on a great performance today, you know, and Declan the same out the pitch. And look, I feel like a lot of young boys on there now too, it's doing very well. The defence is very, very solid, like full back line, very solid today again, and Conor Grady, a great game at midfield, McDonough, who done a good job on a very good carry hurler, you know. So look, feel we're in a good place. Yeah. And Bill, we've been carrying good momentum through the World Cup, and today we're just hoping we can keep it, you know, and prove so. So look, it's all about just trying to build. If we could get 2 points next week, it'd be put us comfortable maybe for going into the break of the league, you know.
Full forward line going very well today, and we have to mention Richie. He had his first free, wasn't the way he wanted it to be, but after that he recovered and very much was on target.
Yeah, I suppose he must have left, and he wouldn't have been happy with that. So a bad start for confidence, but after that he been very clinical with him, and get on for two lovely goals there too. He definitely a handful in there, you know, and he comes up trump with big scores for us. So and the likes of Davin and Ron McDermott and doing a job up there first too, and Bernard Lafley, who went on sweeper in the first half today, was very, very, very effective and broke a lot of their play down, you know. So feeling in a good place. Jared Gilmore's hurling well. I feel like the team's going well out throughout, you know.
And finally, Sligo up next. What's your assessment of them?
Yeah, I watched them yesterday, and look, they work really hard, and they put it up to a good Derry team yesterday, and the Sligo gave away a poor goal in the first half, and that was all in it at the end, you know, it was 3 points. So they're definitely very, very fit young team, and will have asked a lot of questions of us, and you've got to bring 100% in your A game to beat them, you know. So hopefully we can carry on from today, but I feel it will be a tougher task in terms of going down the straight next week. Sligo, if we stay with our fitness a bit more, and we're very little in the two teams, you know.